You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
The devil trembles when the church has joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And God is breaking every spirit of heaviness, clinical depression, hopelessness, and despair, spirit of death and suicide. Oh, in the name of Jesus, devil, get out of my way. It's the joy of the Lord. Trumpets blowing. Trumpets blowing, liberty, jubilee, celebration, jubilee, freedom.
Jubilee for you and me.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Let's welcome tonight people watching from all over the world, Kenya, Botswana, Germany, Scotland, Spain, Australia, England, Switzerland, Dubai, hallelujah. They're watching in Iraq, Slovakia, Zimbabwe, Ireland, the Netherlands, Norway, Swaziland, Sweden, Malawi, Argentina, Belgium, Zambia, Uganda, Jamaica, Mexico, all the nations, welcome the Great Awakening. There's a fresh fire being poured out. And how many of you know, I want to see the fire that's being released in this place go all the way back to America. Because they're watching in cities all over America, Mississippi, New York, Kansas, Virginia, Arizona. They're watching in Connecticut, Illinois, West Virginia, Virginia, hallelujah. Bless Virginia with the joy of the Lord. They're watching in California. They're watching in Texas. They're watching in North and South Carolina, in my city, Charlotte, North Carolina, Fort Mill, Carolina. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. Oh, they're watching all over Washington, Spokane, hallelujah, Wisconsin and Ohio. Let America burn with the fire. How many of you are excited that the world tonight is a part of what God is pouring out in Tonga, what God is pouring out in Durban, South Africa? Let them hear you. Oh, send out the fire. Send out the fire. Send out the fire. And I gotta say, over 1,000 living rooms. You know, it's amazing, but can you imagine 20 people in 1,000 living rooms bringing unsaved friends into their living room to watch revival? And people are getting healed and saved in overflow living rooms around the world to bring in a harvest of souls. You could transform your living room. You could transform your living room, if you're watching right now, into an overflow room. And all the information is on God.TV, how you can be a living room, a church. We're going to have screens set up in churches all over the world. It's happening already. I want to welcome tonight's special all the way from Dudley, England, hosting outpouring meetings in Dudley, England. If you're anywhere in England and you're hungry for the fire and healing, get down to Dudley, England. We just release fire all the way into England tonight. The fire of God being poured out. Can I tell you, I got a phone call today, all the way from England, and one of the pastors there, he said, Todd, you gave a word of knowledge on Friday night, and you had a vision about psoriasis on two elbows, a severe skin inflammation, And there was a man in the overflow room in the church. When you spoke that word, the power of God came on him. And he woke up the next morning, his arms were like sandpaper. But when he woke up the next morning, it all fell off and he had new skin. Now, in that same meeting, a woman with an open wound on her chest from psoriasis, the wound opened that wasn't healing, was instantly healed, even the wound on her chest. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty shout. You want something to rejoice about? You're asking the question, what's happening in this place? Let me share with you just a few of the testimonies of the miracles and the healings that are happening. This one right here is a medically verified miracle about a woman in this very city that was in this meeting. And I got the report from the doctor. Doctor reports patient's ovarian cyst completely disappears. Registered medical doctor, Haven of Rest, said, I had a patient come into my office diagnosed with a large cyst on her uterus 2 years ago. She came in yesterday for consultation, said she wanted an ultrasound done. Upon asking her why, she replied, the day before, I was seated at church. Todd Bentley said to place your hand on the body part that needed to be healed. She did. She felt electricity going through her uterus. On April the 12th, I did an ultrasound upon her request. The large cyst is totally gone. Another testimony, God touched my legs. I had walking sticks, but I got up this morning without my crutches. I've not touched them since. Thank you, Jesus. No more walking sticks. A testimony. This is people, not just in this revival. Every night the altars are full. People coming forward to meet Jesus, but it's happening around the world. Another testimony. I'm sure that I am now born again through the awakening preaching today. I'm watching God TV, and the power of God touched me during the preaching. How many of you know the greatest miracle is salvation? Come on, souls. Jenny in Minnesota said electricity was in her throat. She had pain in her throat, felt electricity. The pain in her throat's gone. Kathleen, all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, USA, she said, I receive healing now in my lungs. Here's an awesome testimony right here in Durban. Somebody watch it. Listen. You're watching. Listen to this testimony. Her Hindu husband, drinking outside, came in and felt electricity. They're watching the revival. Her husband was weeping and screaming, the pain is gone. The pain is gone. He had a broken left foot, and when mom prayed for him, he felt electricity go through the broken bones, and his foot was healed. Elizabeth in Nigeria felt the fire and received the healing in her stomach. Hallelujah. Natasha reports, my husband just accepted Jesus Christ right now, and he's hungry for God. We have people tonight watching from Iraq. Hallelujah. Let the fire fall in Iraq. Let the fire come in our
You're wrath. Listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Janet healed of shingles, hallelujah. Hugo, you prayed for me and my cough from a chronic condition in my lungs. My cough is gone. Another testimony, John, I gave my life back to Jesus last night. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. And here's a testimony all the way from Swaziland. And I said, Swaziland, God, I had an open vision. About a year ago, I was preaching in a place called Williamsburg, Virginia. And during the message, I had an open vision, and I saw 100,000 palm trees blowing in the wind. And it was like they were singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save now, save now. Hosanna, when they welcomed Jesus in, they laid the palm branches. And I said, what is that? The Lord said, it's a salvation army, a revival sweeping across Swaziland. The whole nation of Swaziland came into a revival, and it was salvation everywhere. I said, God, something's coming to Swaziland. And I got a testimony today. My mom just got healed. Pain that was in both feet, now gone, Swaziland. If you're watching tonight, we welcome you to send in your prayer request right now. To send in a prayer request. We can pray for you tonight. Prayer@God.tv. If you're watching, we have an altar that's set up under the glory in this place. And every night we can pray for those requests coming in from around the world on the altar and anoint them with oil. So send them in, prayer@God.tv. You have a testimony tonight of how God touched you and healed you last night, Friday night. God's going to touch you and heal you tonight. You could send your testimony and we will get them right now. Awakening@God.tv. Awakening@God.tv. All the information's on the screen. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Keep those prayer requests coming. We're praying for you. We're going to do something tonight. How many of you brought your cell phone? Come on, wave at me if you brought your cell phone. What preacher asked you to bring a cell phone? You're watching in your living room, you're watching in front of your computer. At some point under the anointing tonight, we are going to release a healing explosion. And we are going to take our cell phone and we are going to call one person anywhere in the world that's sick. And I'm going to pray with you on your cell phone for the power of God to come into their home and heal their bodies. People watching on God TV tonight, send somebody a text message right now and tell them, tune into The Great Awakening. And I was just drinking the wine today. There's nothing like getting under the glory. There's nothing like experiencing the manifest presence of Jesus. The glory raining down. We don't come for a man. We don't come for a woman or a ministry. We come for Jesus. And if you can be hungry, you wouldn't be watching if you're not hungry. You wouldn't be here if you're not hungry. I know we're going to be here every night live. Great Awakening, all the way through Sunday next week. We're going to be here every night because we want to be a steward of the presence of God. How many of you are just hungry for the presence of God? Thank you, Lord, for testimonies, miracles, salvation. But thank you for the Holy Spirit. Just tell them right now, thank you for the Holy Spirit. You may be in this meeting tonight You've never been in a meeting like this. A friend brought you, a neighbor brought you, somebody in your family. You're here to receive a healing. I pray that the love of God touch you tonight. That the presence of the Holy Spirit. People here from every background, every religion. We have Christians here. We have Muslims here. We have Hindus here. We have unbelievers, atheists here. People are welcome. But we want something. We want you to pour out your spirit, God. Come on, lift up your voice one more time. And just in your own words, say, I want an outpouring, God. There's something about the sovereign grace of God, the glory of God resting. It's opening over this place. I want another wave, a fresh wave of glory. I don't want it to stop. I want it to keep coming. I want it to be like showers. I want it to be like floods. I want it to be like rivers. I want it to be the very presence of God vibrating, hovering over the city. And we just say, Lord, let the glory come on every person tonight. Take it, take it, take it. Let it come, let it come. The glory. I just pray for the glory. Coming into every home, coming into every living room. Oh, there it is. Lift your hands up in your living room and receive it. Lift your hands up in this place and receive it. Oh, like a mighty wave, like a mighty rushing wind, oh, like a mighty wave after wave after wave after wave of glory, wave after wave after wave of fire, wave after wave after wave of anointing. Oh. And Lord, we thank you tonight for angels. We thank you tonight for horses and chariots. We thank you tonight for cherubim and seraphim. We thank you tonight for the very throne. We thank you tonight for Jesus in this place. We thank you tonight for your healing power that it began to move on people even now, God. Somebody with a cancer in their stomach. I just saw the Lord touching and healing somebody with cancer. Cancer in your stomach. Maybe a tumor in your stomach or your colon. Who is that in the meeting right now? I want to pray for a cancer. Is that you? Can you come up here? Somebody's got a tumor or a cancer in their stomach. If that's you, I want to pray for you right now. I just saw an open vision. There's also somebody here with a bleeding. I saw the bleeding from ulcers. I want to pray right now quickly. There's just one or two. Come up here tonight. It was like the power of God is coming and he's healing a cancer of the stomach and a colon right now. I got to be obedient. I just saw somebody in this meeting, a man in this meeting. You get blood clots. Maybe a blood clot in your leg. Something about clotting, blood clots. The Lord was touching you right now. If that's you, maybe you're in the balcony. We have people here tonight coming from all over South Africa. We're welcoming you if you're watching tonight. God TV, come and join us all next week. We're in revival here in Durban. We're going to be in this place. You can get on a plane, train, car, come from Cape Town, Joburg, Pretoria, Port Elizabeth, East London. Doesn't matter where you are. Come and join us in this next week of revival. But I'm saying tonight, God is going to begin to release a power that's undeniable. How many of you want undeniable, notable, remarkable signs and wonders? We had 4 deaf mutes that heard and spoke last night. 4 people that had their hearing restored. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. I see somebody, and it can be in the home watching, but like a tumor, cancer of the spine, or a tumor pressing up against your spine, creating nerve damage. Who is that? We're just going to pray for a few people tonight. And at some point when the anointing hits the building, we're going to begin to speak the healing word. There's power and authority to send forth a word from heaven to deliver you from destruction, and it doesn't matter where you are. Under the anointing, people in hospitals will recover tonight. Under the anointing, people bedridden will get up and walk tonight. Under the anointing, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, tumors and cancers will be healed, blood diseases, kidney diseases, heart diseases. There's healing in Jesus' name. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. It's in the room. Reach up and grab your healing. Reach up and grab your miracle. Some of you may begin to feel fire, burning heat, electricity, vibration, something coming over your body.
If you're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
I see the Lord touching several people. Somebody that had a car accident, broken, fractured your neck. A woman, you could be 32, 33 years old. The Lord's touching your neck. Is that you? There it is. See that? There it is. There it is. Just had a word of knowledge like a vision. You're getting healed. There it is. There it is. That was an open vision I had of a woman, her neck broken, fractured in her 30s, and the power of God just came on her. Did you see that? Ho shakabakando, shikabalarabashando, shikabalarabashando. Lord, let the anointing move like a vibration from heaven. It can't, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no oppression can stand before the presence, the angel of his presence tonight. Not one cancer, not one tumor can stand before his presence. Not one addiction, not one spirit of heaviness and depression can stand before the anointing. In the name of Jesus, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Just reach your hands up to heaven. Somebody's getting healed in their lungs right now. Lung disease, the breath of God's coming. Begin to take breaths right now. God's giving you a new lung. All the scar tissue's coming out of your lungs now. Begin to breathe. It's healing in the name of Jesus. What's happening here?
Todd, for 2 years. This
can we turn up the mic just a little bit? For years. Come here. Come here for a moment. 2 years. You had what?
Sorry.
What was wrong? Cancer?
That's right.
Where's the cancer for 2 years? The stomach cancer. Do you have pain right now?
No, I don't have any pain at the moment.
Do you feel anything since I gave the altar call? Do you feel anything so far in your body? Like fire or heat or anything at all?
Just like a bit of vibration.
Vibration. It's the healing of Jesus coming into your stomach. And he's commanding cancer of the colon, cancer. Go! In Jesus' name. There goes, there goes, there goes. Healing, 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 healing. Power, there goes. Do you feel something right now?
Just the vibrations and the...
It's increasing.
Yes.
May you never have cancer again in Jesus' name. Give the Lord praise. Tell me, what happened here?
For 6 years, Todd, she's had bleeding within her stomach. She has blood clots.
Blood clots. I had a word about blood clots being healed. It's happening to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Bring them up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, come over here.
She's been bleeding, Todd, for 2 years.
Two years of bleeding.
The inside.
In your stomach. Is it ulcers? Are you in pain right now? 2 years of bleeding. Always bleeding. Issue of blood. I'm going to pray for you. And when I command the bleeding to stop, in the name of Jesus, you'll never suffer again. Because, there goes. There goes. Oh, hallelujah. There it is. The anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Healing go through your body in Jesus' name. What do you feel right now as I'm praying for you? Do you feel anything? Like heat or anything at all? Have you ever been touched by the Lord before like this? It's the first time for you. Fill her. Jesus' mighty name. Whew. When I pray for you, I feel the love of God. You feel that? You feel that? You're weeping. Yeah, I know it's sweet. It's sweet. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. He loves you. Lord, fill her with the Holy Spirit. feel it. I wish you could feel what I feel on this platform. There's a moment. There's a moment here. Just lift up your hand and say, Holy Spirit, touch me. Touch me, Holy Ghost. Touch me, Holy Ghost. You feel His love? It's hard to describe, isn't it? May you go and be healed now and never suffer again and know that Jesus did it. Oh, bless you. Tell me, what's happening here?
For years, Todd, she's had bleeding ulcers in her stomach.
Bleeding. Do you feel something right now? You're hot. Because I see the power of God on you. You're hot. Your feet are burning. And you're bleeding from the ulcers.
Yes.
You're suffering. Is there pain?
Terrible pain right here.
It's terrible pain right now. Your stomach is even swollen. Terrible pain. Bleeding. Ulceritis. Can I have everybody pray with me that the moment I touch her, the pain will go and that she will be 100% healed of these bleeding ulcers and the swelling will go out of her stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your power go through her now, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And let it, healing in Jesus' mighty name. What are you feeling right now? You're feeling light. Press on your stomach. See if the pain's gone. It's what?
Gone.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's gone. Hallelujah. The tumor on your leg is gone.
For my ears, both ears. You healed me last week when I came here.
Last week you got healed in this revival of tumors in your ear. Come on, hallelujah. Tumors in the ears, gone. How do you know you're healed? How do you know the tumors are gone?
I went on last week Tuesday to hospital. They checked my other day.
She went to the hospital. The doctors medically verified the tumors in her ears are gone. Come on, give Him glory tonight. Fire everybody in Jesus' name. No pain now. Check again. No pain now. You're healed. You'll never suffer again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul, what's happening here?
As colon cancer, Todd. He wants to get set free.
Come stand over here. Colon cancer? How long have you had the cancer in your colon?
I was operated about 2 years back.
2 years, they did a surgery, but the cancer came back?
Yes.
You believe the Lord can remove cancer from the colon?
Yes, I do.
Then in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, there it goes. I felt the vibration. There it goes. There it goes. Colon cancer healing. Colon cancer healing in Jesus' name. All over this room, you don't have to wait for a word from heaven. When the power of God is showing up and touching one, God will touch you. If you're watching me on the broadcast right now and you're seeing the power of God and you're hearing the testimonies that are happening, if you just reach out right now and say, God, I want you to touch me. God, I want you to heal me. That power will come on you. You don't have to wait for a word. You don't have to wait for a vision, a word of knowledge. Just reach out, use your faith, and let healing come on you. If God's touching you and you're watching the broadcast and something's happening right now, send us a testimony, awakening@god.tv. How many of you believe we're going to have a mighty explosion of healing power tonight? What's here? What's happening?
For 2 years, this woman's had breast cancer.
Breast cancer right now. You've suffered for 2 years. Do you have any pain or tumors or lumps?
Yeah, it's pain, yeah.
Is there pain now? Can you feel it? Check it. The cancer is there. You feel the tumor, the pain?
Yes.
You feel it? Do you believe that when I pray, the power of God could come on you? Something can happen tonight?
Okay,
how did you hear about this meeting?
You got to pray, I got to heal.
Somebody told you about the meeting?
Yes.
And asked you to come?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, I'll come and pray.
You're going to come and get prayer?
Yes.
For Jesus to heal your cancer. Lord, show yourself to this woman. And let the cancer... tumor, go in Jesus' mighty name. Whoa, you're vibrating, you're shaking. What's happening? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling dizzy.
You feel heat. See if the pain's gone. Do you feel anything?
Yeah, slightly. It's
going. Is the pain gone?
Yes, going slowly.
It's going.
Yes.
It's going.
Yes.
Lord, let it be all gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Breast cancer, go! And healing now. And may the doctors find the tumor gone in Jesus' mighty name. You feel that anointing? He's touching you. Amen. Paul?
For 8 years, this man's had a brain tumor.
8 years, brain tumor.
And he's paralyzed on his left side.
Can you feel anything in your body tonight as we're praying?
Yes, sir.
What do you feel?
I feel relief.
You feel relief. Relief. A tumor for 8 years. Do you believe I can pray and that Jesus could shrink that tumor? How? Go through his body. Ooh, there it goes. Oh, there it goes. Oh, there. That's the anointing.
What are You're listening right to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Can you try to move your hand? Lord, let it come. Let strength come into that arm right now in Jesus' name. And let the tumor on his brain shrink until it's no more in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. He's touching you. There's healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Paul.
Todd, for 6 years, this woman had cancer on her spine.
On her spine. I had a word tonight.
And leukemia.
About cancer on the spine. Now you have a leukemia. The cancer spread through your body.
So it went on to my spine where I had 20 radiation. 10 on the top and 10 at the bottom. So it's my blood cells that are not doing well.
Her blood cells from leukemia, cancer, her immune system, it started in her spine, spread into her body. I believe that when I touch you, oh, I feel the anointing. Cancer! Leukemia! Go in Jesus' name. Oh, there's power. There it is. Let it go through your body now. Ooh, shakabakata. Ooh, shakarabatata. Ooh, shakabalarabasata. You're under that anointing. You're under that anointing. God's healing leukemia now in the name of Jesus. How many of you believe that? Jesus. People watching us tonight, cancer in your body. You're watching me, tumor in your body, cyst, fibroid, growth, mass, cancer. God's healing you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, cancer, tumor, growth, come out of your body now. In the name of Jesus, we command cancer, tumor, growth, fibroid, cyst, go under the anointing. In Jesus' name, I just speak it. I just speak life and death go, depression go, hopelessness go, despair go, infirmity go. Something's happening to you. Awakening at God.tv. Tell us what's happening. Send us a testimony. The fire of God is on your body. Hallelujah. All over this room. Lift your hands up and say, touch me, Holy Ghost. He just healed a heart condition. Somebody in the balcony. Somebody in the balcony. Your heart condition. Just stand up. God's giving you a new heart. You'll never suffer again with a heart condition, heart pain, heart arrhythmia, a irregular heartbeat. God's healing somebody in the balcony right now. If you just stand up, God's going to give you a new heart. Hallelujah. No more heart attack. No more heart arteries. No more blocked arteries. The circulation, if that's you in the balcony and you stand up, I want to just bless you right now. Just wave at me. Hallelujah. You're standing right there. I can see you. Can you just wave at me? The power of God's going to come on you right now and it's going to heal your heart. I saw it pass over you in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. You're going to have a heat go through your chest and you'll never suffer again. Paul, what's happening here?
For 2 years, Todd, this man's had a lump on his spine and he can't get fluid to his spine either.
Come here. No fluid getting to your spine because of a growth on your spine.
Yeah.
Did you hear the word where I saw a tumor on the spine? I just called it out. Do you believe that Jesus can remove that growth and that the fluid can come into your spine again? Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Bam! In Jesus' mighty name. The power of the Holy Ghost moving to your spine in Jesus' name. Ooh, do you feel that? What do you feel? Electricity.
Yeah.
In your spine.
Yeah.
Where was the tumor at? Feel for it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Soft now.
It's what?
It's a bit soft now.
It's what now?
A big lump.
It's shrunk. The tumor shrunk.
Yeah.
Come on, the tumor in the spine, he's reaching for it. It's shrinking. It's shrinking. Lord, I remove the tumor, and we release the fluid into his spine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You'll have no growth left, and you'll be able to give all the glory to God. Jesus' name. So she's under the anointing, Paul.
Yeah, Todd, she doesn't feel any pain anymore. She says she's been healed.
Healed? What happened to you? Tell me how you got healed.
Just felt fire.
Speak up, sweetheart.
I felt fire all over me and the pain.
There's fire all over your body. Oh, it's on you still. Oh, you're healed. You see that? Fire on her body. And the Lord's just healing her. Somebody else in this room was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and it's begun to shut your liver down. God wants to heal you. Could be watching me. God's healing hepatitis. Hepatitis C is being healed. Fire's going through your body. Is there somebody in the room right now that has hepatitis shutting down your liver? God's moving tonight, and we haven't even got to the healing explosion. We haven't even got to the place where we're going to speak the healing word. We're going to pray for people all over the world tonight, in this building tonight. We're going to ask everybody to take their cell phone when the anointing comes. I'm going to bring a message tonight about the healing word and the power of God that comes when you speak under the anointing with power and authority. Miracles happen, and we're going to have an explosion all over the world, and we're going to ask people tonight to take their telephone. We're going to ask people watching that you just tuned in to Great Awakening South Africa. You're going to take your cell phone tonight, and we're going to call somebody that you know that's sick anywhere in the world. We're going to release it on the television. We're going to release it over social media. We're going to release it over text message. Tell somebody right now they need to tune in and watch what's happening and get ready to receive a miracle in their body. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God is going to release notable, remarkable, undeniable miracles, cancers and tumors and deaf ears, thank you, God, but in hospitals, hallelujah, raise people up in hospitals that are on life support, raise people up in hospitals that have been in coma. It's already happened. We had one woman come off of life support already, and we had one man that came out of a coma. Whoo, Jesus. This woman's still under the anointing. She's drunk in the Holy Ghost. I want to be like that drunk Lord in the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Somebody, your esophagus, that would be the word. You can almost choke. Your esophagus swells. And how you get food down. There's a word for somebody right now about a healing in the throat, in the esophagus, and how you get food down. I don't understand it. Who is that? Somebody in the room right now. I want to pray for you. And the Lord's going to give you a new esophagus, a new throat. If you just come forward, even as I'm speaking. When I see you, is that you? Are you coming forward? Come on quickly. Quickly, I just saw it right over here. You were over here, weren't you? I just saw it right here. Come up here. Right up. Come on, bring her up. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I'll just have open visions, and I'll know where somebody is in the room. I'll know what their condition is, and I'll just call it out, and then we pray, and then God does the rest, because only Jesus Christ can do miracles. We're vessels. But I love healing. Anybody else under the anointing right now, God touching you and healing you, I would expect a miracle. Just sitting where you are, I would expect a miracle. In the balconies tonight, we have more people here tonight. These meetings are growing. Hallelujah. People are hungry. We're going to be here tomorrow night, Monday night. We're going to have a fire baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire service tomorrow night in this place. Hallelujah. You're going to want to come and be in this meeting tomorrow night, Monday night, baptism of fire. In fact, I want you to bring all the children again, 12 and under, because I want to pray fire on the next generation. Hallelujah. There's something about the fire of God. How many people want a baptism of fire and a baptism of power? You tune in tomorrow night. It's going to be baptism of power and fire, God releasing harvesters and releasing power. It's going to be impartation. But I'm telling you, God's going to heal your esophagus. Can you come here? Tell me what's happening. What's wrong with your esophagus?
I've got lymph nodes on the side of the throat. It smashes against the...
It swells?
Yes.
Is it hard to eat and swallow?
Yes.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, there it goes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The anointing is on you. Oh, there it goes. That's the anointing. Oh, there it is. That's the anointing. Oh, there it is. That's the anointing. Oh, bam. Ha, shaka. We love you, Lord. Hepatitis, that was the only, somebody didn't come forward. They must be watching on the television. Send me a prayer request tonight. I want to pray for every healing. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. You could send your prayer request, hallelujah, and we're going to receive it right here and put it on the altar, prayer@god.tv. You send your prayer request, prayer@god.tv. We're going to print it out. Listen, we received thousands and thousands of prayer requests last night. We're printing them out and putting them on an altar here in the service. And we're praying over them every night.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Agreeing with people around the world that they're going to get touched and healed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Who's this lady coming up here right now? Are you coming up here? I'll just let her up. Just bring her up here. Just go ahead. Let her through. Let her through. Come on, come on. Come on up here. Come on up here. What's happening here? What's happening?
There's something happening here.
Something happening here. How many of you love the something happenings here? Hallelujah.
Zion just came to me from his Facebook page. There were Hindu people behind me. I overheard them saying that they have a daughter in a coma for 2 months in hospital and just woke up and asked for her parents. They rushed home to see her.
Another young girl, Hindu parents, just came out of a coma.
It's here.
It's God.
It's here.
It's God. Come on, right now. How many of you... That's two people in this week that have come out of a coma miraculously. Does anybody know somebody in a coma? Anybody in the building? Somebody in a coma? You got to get it. Coma? Did you just hear that testimony? Your nephew's in a coma? How many of you? Look at this. This woman happens to be on the platform. At the same time, we get a testimony of a coma healing. This woman's up here, and she said, my nephew's in a coma. Wake him out of the coma. Only God could put that together. Did you see that? You saw that woman walk up here, and I said, let her come, let her come. Right then, they interrupted us with a testimony of a girl that just came out of a coma. And she said, my nephew's in a coma. Why would God do it for one and not do it for another? Mark my words. Many people will come out of comas. Many will come off of life support. Many will be resurrected. Many will come out of their hospital beds. Many that are bedridden will rise up and walk. Oh, shakabarabakatata. I feel faith rising in this room. Something happening?
I just called for a leukemia patient that can't get off the couch. She's in a back room.
Somebody that's on a couch
right.
That has leukemia.
Yes.
Right now, where are they? Are they in the building? They got to be in the building. And I can pray for them. Are they on the couch right now? I'm going to go to the person on the couch. How many of you can pray with me right now? 1 minute. 1 minute. Everybody in the balconies watching on the TV. We got a person on the couch dying. Dying of leukemia. We're going to go over there. We're going to pray and say, God, let the miracle begin right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come with me. Come with me in your living room. We're going to pray for this leukemia cancer patient. Why the anointing is moving? Why the anointing is moving? Stay with me. Pray, everybody. Pray. Right here, leukemia. I command the leukemia cancer to come out of your body now. Here it is. Pray in your living room. Pray in your living room. Pray, God's going to raise him up off his deathbed and heal leukemia cancer right now. Discharged from the hospital Friday.
Friday, you were discharged on Friday from hospital. He was diagnosed with leukemia 2 months ago. He's 21 years old. He's a non-believer.
Lord, I pray that this miracle of healing would happen right now under the anointing in this building. I command right now healing, that the angel would step into this room right now and bring healing, that it would be the mighty power of God saving him. I command the cancer and the leukemia, you devil, come out in Jesus' name. Power go through his body. 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 Power, hallelujah. Can you feel anything? Listen, let me talk to you. When I'm praying for you, do you feel something like power or fire? What's happening?
My chest is exploding.
Your chest is what?
It's exploding. My heart is racing.
It's what? I'm sorry.
My heart is racing.
His heart is racing. Did you have pain before? Were you in pain before?
Yes.
Do you have any pain right now?
No.
The pain is gone. There's no pain right now. Oh, come on. Pray, pray. Pray in your living rooms. The pain is gone. The power of God is on him. Dying of leukemia. But right now, Jesus is revealing himself in power, and we cancel death. Go! Oh. Hallelujah. What do you feel now? Can you walk around a little bit? See if you have any strength. See if you have strength. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Walk. Do you have any strength? Do you have strength? Do you have enough strength to walk out there with me and let me pray for you? Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. I'm telling you, Jesus is going to heal you. I'm telling you, the faith of the people are going to help me. The faith of the people are going to help me. Right now. Right now. Come on. The faith of the people are going to help me. Get under that anointing. Come on. Get under that anointing. Get under that anointing. Oh, there's an anointing here. Oh, hallelujah. Right up here. Right up here. They carried him in. They carried him in. Laid him on that bed, that couch. Do you have any pain right now? No pain at all. Do you feel strong? Power. Holy Ghost. Everybody pray right now. Say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for raising him up. Raising him up from leukemia. Right off of the bed. In the name of Jesus. Power. Come here, come here. You look different. I see it in your eyes. Right now. Have you ever been in a meeting like this before?
No, this is my first time.
This is your first time. Do you believe there's something happening here?
Yes.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus. You open your heart to him. Will you do that? Just close your eyes and say, Jesus, save me. Ask him, Jesus, save me. Save me, Jesus. Come into my heart.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
Come into my heart.
Yes. Save me. Come into
save
my
me,
heart.
Jesus.
Heal me.
Save me.
Heal me.
Heal me, Jesus.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Save me.
Save me.
Save me.
Save
deliver me.
Me.
Deliver me.
Save me, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, 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 power. Just move, walk over there real quickly. See how quickly you can move. Hallelujah. Come back here. Come back here. Do you feel strength? Do you feel different?
I feel stronger.
You feel stronger now.
I came in, I could barely stand.
You could barely stand. They had to lay you on the couch.
Yes.
The back room. How long have you had this leukemia?
2 months now.
May the doctors be absolutely amazed and marvel that leukemia fully recover in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Come back and let me know day by day how Jesus has strengthened you tonight. Amen. Can you breathe? Can you breathe easy and no pain and your strength and your standing and your walking? Give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 Right after a woman, a young girl comes out of a coma, the power of God and faith to be raised up from leukemia came into the room. Get out of my way, devil. That's what you need to say. That's what you need to say. Get out of my way, devil. Come on. Text somebody on your telephone and say, are you watching Great Awakening? Tell them to watch on God.tv. God.tv right now. If they have internet, they can watch God.tv and get the healing tonight. You can get out your cell phone in church. Everybody in this building that brought a cell phone, get out your cell phone, send a text message to someone and say, mom, dad, uncle, mother, brother, turn on God.tv on the internet, God.tv, and watch what's happening. Somebody just got out of a coma. People are getting healed of cancer. You're going to receive it too. Hallelujah. You can get your telephone, send a message. You're watching in living rooms around the world. You're in front of your computer and television. Just somebody, send somebody a message on Twitter, on Facebook. Tell them what's happening right now and say, tune in to God.tv. There's going to be an explosion of healing tonight. I can hardly contain myself.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Faith coming alive. It's amazing what happens when we get in faith. There are people that come into meetings like this that you need to pray for, and they don't know what's happening. They're unbelievers. That man getting touched with leukemia was an unbeliever. God touched him and he gave his life to Jesus just now. Many unbelievers, many backgrounds, religions, Hindus, Muslims, they're coming. They've never been around anything like this. They don't know how to respond. But there's others that come in faith. They know that they know God sends them. It's worth, if you know someone that needs healing, it's worth coming in the next week here and getting under this anointing with us. It's life and death. There's something about a corporate atmosphere, honestly. I believe there are people right now that can use their faith, rise, and the pain in your body, God will heal you right where you are. You know God sent you here to be healed. Stand up. There is people in this room, maybe you had a dream or a vision, and in that vision or dream, the Lord showed you getting healed in these meetings. Stand up if that's you. If you're in faith that you know that you know that you know that you know right now you're going to be healed, just stand up right now. I'm looking for faith in the room. Who is in faith in the room that you're getting? You're in faith in the room, aren't you? You in faith? Come here. Quickly. I'm looking for faith. You know you're going to be healed tonight. I'm not asking to pray for you. I'm asking for people right now. Just two or three people. You right there. Come here quickly. There's faith in the room. When faith's alive, you move. I don't want everybody coming. I'm not just opening it to pray for everybody. Just a handful. That's enough. Because I want to demonstrate something. I'm going to pray for everybody tonight. Don't worry. The anointing's going to hit everybody. But I want to demonstrate something right now. I want to demonstrate that people can use faith and get healed. They believe. And I'm telling you, when you meet somebody that's in faith already, the power of God, as we agree together, is explosive. And there's many people in faith. There's many people watching. Just these ones on the stage for now. Okay? Now quickly come over here and tell me why you're in faith. Why are you in faith?
I've had three dreams that I've been healed instantly. The nerves were severed from my arm to my spine. I was hit by a car on my bicycle.
Lord. Yeah. Lord. You had three dreams that God would put the nerves back together. So I pray in the name of Jesus. Power, go through your body and heal those nerves right now. Let them be reattached under the anointing. Something begin right now. Quickly. That's enough. This is it. Just these few right now. Quickly, come over here and tell me. What's wrong?
Terrible pains in my side.
You have pain right now?
Yes.
Do you believe that you can be healed?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
You're in faith?
Yes.
You know that? And healed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, there it goes. Your faith has made you well. I'm showing you something. Jesus would say to people, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. Go your way, your faith has made you well. Not every miracle happens by faith. Sometimes it's just the sovereign love and mercy and goodness of God. The anointing is so great, the sickness can't stay in your body. Those are the miracles I love the most, and healing by the word of knowledge. But there is another realm in which people rise up in faith, and they say, Lord, I want to be healed, and they reach out like the woman with the issue of blood, and they grab a hold of the hem of his garment and they get healed. And then Jesus says, go your way, woman. Go your way. Be good. Your faith has made you well. How many of you believe your faith can make you well? You believe that?
Amen.
You have faith right now?
Amen.
That God's going to heal you?
Yeah, amen.
What's the condition?
I was suffering with my legs long time ago.
Suffering?
Yes.
What do you mean suffering? What can't you do? Is it pain?
Pain. It gets septic.
Power go through your legs. There it goes. Power go through your legs. Move them up and down. They're going to be healed. All the pain go. Hallelujah. What are you in faith for?
My neck is always paining. And
now? You're
now
in pain?
Not in pain now, but my vertebral 3 has collapsed.
Oh, there it is. It's on you. There it is. Ow! There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Break its power over you. In Jesus' name. Come here. Come here. 10 years of diabetes. Why'd you come up here, King Shaka?
I believe that Jesus has healed me now.
You believe that Jesus is healing you now?
I have faith.
Why do you believe that?
I have faith
that Jesus is healing diabetes. 10 years. Wow, I love faith. I love faith. I love faith. Hallelujah. And you know what's happening in the room? Some of you are getting faith. You're getting faith. You're growing in faith. You're watching in your living rooms. Faith is rising. It's a gift of faith. It's supernatural faith. God is energizing faith. Faith is coming alive. You're watching in your living room. Reach out. Grab the TV. Grab your computer. God's touching you and healing you right now. Something's happening as you're watching the broadcast, hearing the testimonies. The power of God is on you. You're being healed. Send us a testimony right now, awakening@god.tv. Tell us what's happening to you. But hallelujah, you're in faith right now, sweetheart. I see the anointing on you. You're vibrating. You're shaking. What's happening? What's happening?
Just a lump on her right breast for 1 year.
A lump on your breast. Do you believe that that lump is going? There it goes. You see that? That's the anointing. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel anything as you were down there? What do you feel?
I felt the power of God just holding me down.
The power of God holding you down.
And I believe He's busy doing it.
Yes, Lord, I believe you are busy recreating nerves, that He's going to be totally healed in Jesus' name. Yes. What's happening?
God gave me a creative miracle with a valve in my stomach. You know,
the bowels?
My valve, you know, with the acid.
Do you believe the Lord's healing you?
No, it was healed. I had a creative miracle. Then He told me that when I come here tonight, He's going to give me new teeth because I've got very few teeth left.
Well, Lord, under the glory, all things come. Oh, goodness of God. Hallelujah. Quickly, quickly. Quickly, bring them. The anointing is moving. Hi.
Arthritis in both legs.
Arthritis? Have you ever been in a meeting like this before, sweetheart?
I went for operation to never help me.
You believe I can pray for you and legs
yes,
can be healed?
I do believe.
I command. Oh, there goes. Oh, there goes. Oh, there go. 3 shocks. I felt 3 shocks. That's God healing arthritis. Come on over here, sweetheart. From birth. Hi. Can I pray for you? I just felt the anointing pop in your arm. From birth, meningitis. Go in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Can you feel something? Do you feel something? What do you feel? It's Jesus. Let power go through your meningitis and let her suffer no more in Jesus' name. Now, come here. That's it. What's wrong?
I have epilepsy.
That's your daughter?
No, it's my sister.
Well, I'm sorry.
She's had epilepsy since she was six
Epileptic
years old.
Epileptic seizures since you were 6 years old?
Yes.
Man, I'm feeling the anointing right now. I'm just standing in it. Oh, my goodness. Whoo. Whoo. It's like the Lord is just filling me up. Fill me up. Fill us all up, Lord. Fill us all up. Take that. Bam. Ha. Ha ha. Let the joy hit this place tonight. Let the joy of the Lord, drunkenness in the Holy Ghost, holy laughter, oil of gladness hit this place. Shaka batato. Oh, the atmosphere is changing. Oh, shaka patata. Whoa, 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 sir, you're in faith for something. How many years?
8.
8 years. Is it funny? What's happening? Can you feel that? It's joy. May the power of God go through your body now. And may the stroke be healed now. And may the brain recover now. And the leg and the arm come into healing now. In the name of Jesus. Whoa. There's a glory on you. Can you feel anything as I'm praying?
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.tv. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.